John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto. America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome in. Game time decisions here on this Wednesday now, September the 4th, and T-minus 24 hours and counting. Before the opening kickoff to the NFL season, it is almost upon us. And yet we have just 2 weeks in the books. It feels like in college football, but the NFL is king. And it will certainly take center stage here tomorrow as, well, they scheduled a pretty good game to start the season, didn't they, between the Kansas City Chiefs and the Baltimore Ravens. Lot to cover on that game, as well as, of course, Friday and Sunday. And we got a lot here to discuss, especially some news and notes when it comes to the NFL on the injury front, as a big question mark still remains as far as what are we doing with Ja'Marr Chase, everyone? Anybody have any idea? His contract still in limbo. He was a limited participant at practice again this week. So that game won. Now, do they need Ja'Marr Chase to beat the New England Patriots? Probably not in week one, but it is certainly a situation that you're going to want to keep an eye on here, because any which way you cut it long term, the Bengals are not the same without Ja'Marr Chase. And they got enough issues going on in that building here between trying to keep Joe Burrow healthy and performing up to task. The running game is going to be a little bit different this year. There's it's the only team left, the Cincinnati Bengals, in which we still have a few more questions than we may have answers yet. But we'll see if he gets that Justin Jefferson money, which appears to be the only thing that he is really interested in, is making sure that he gets just $1 more. And I think it's going to be fascinating, since we already know Brandon Ayuk signed this week. That holdout no longer. We also know that their big left tackle for the 49ers also ended up getting his money, but not without a whole lot of drama surrounding some of these teams in the offseason. So week one, it's a long season, but week one, there are certainly going to be a few teams we are going to be keeping an eye on, especially early on in the season. Major League Baseball, also a big focus as they wind down this month, the regular season. And what do we got? Well, we got postseason aspirations for a bunch of teams. We have one game already in the books here today. The Phillies handled business against the Blue Jays 4-2. So the Phillies trying to hold on to that top spot there in the National League East. But a whole lot of teams with still a lot to play for. And of course, there's also the great debacle story of the Major League Baseball season, and that being the Chicago White Sox. Will they ever win another game? Probably not. Don't think it's going to happen here tonight, as Cannon's going at Camden Yards, taking on Suarez of the Orioles. And anytime you see a team that is looking close to a $4 favorite, you have to scratch your head and go, what could go wrong there? And then you realize we're talking about the White Sox, who are on a record pace here, 31-109 on the season. And the Orioles can ill afford to be dropping games to the White Sox as they try to keep pace with the New York Yankees and possibly win that American League East. So these are sometimes the hardest games to try and wrap your head around if you're the Orioles, because it's the ones that you're supposed to win that are oftentimes the hardest ones to win. You also have a few other games coming up this hour. In fact, besides the White Sox and Orioles, we've got the Astros and the Reds going at it. Arrigetti on the mound there for the Astros on the road against the Reds, taking on Martinez. And again, the Astros sitting there holding on to that American League West number one spot here. So they need to continue to win some games. You got the Marlins taking on the Nats here. Gore against Belazo in that one. That one is also a 6:40 Eastern time start. And then how about the Twins, who are trying desperately to put it together and catch the Cleveland Guardians here? They've got the Rays here tonight. This is going to be an interesting one as well, as the Rays seem to be a little pesky at Trop here for the Twins. They're going to look to win this game and move on and take this series. And those are going to be your 6 o'clock Eastern starts. And then we'll get into 7 o'clock at the top of next hour. And is there any team hotter than the New York Mets right now? Does anybody want to step in front of the New York Mets? I don't know. 6 straight wins. They are making a serious move right now. In the National League wild card, they trail the Braves now by just a half a game for that final playoff spot. And listen, if you're the New York Mets, the only thing you want is just you got to be in it to win it. And we have seen teams get really, really hot at the end of the season and ride that momentum right into the postseason. Arizona Diamondbacks come to mind, for instance. Texas Rangers come to mind, for instance, in the not-too-distant past. We've seen teams who are playing their best baseball at the end of the season. Boy, they can do some damage. And for the Mets, they just got to keep winning games. Control what you can control. They still have a couple of games left, I believe, against the Braves, the team in front of them. But what an unbelievable turnaround for the New York Mets from where we started the season with them to where we are right now, as they'll turn to Tyler McGill, who had actually an encouraging start against the White Sox last Friday, allowed 1 run in 5 1/3. This will be his second start since being reactivated. The Sox, who are just slowly but surely dying a slow death here in the American League playoff picture, 9 losses in their last 12 games. And it got ugly in a hurry in that game. It was a close game last night until, of course, the wheels fell off once the bullpen once again got involved. And it really is all about the Red Sox inability for that bullpen, who overperformed big time in the early part of the season. Well, it's starting to show its true colors now as the Red Sox continue to fade away. Speaking of those Braves at Truist Park, they're going to have to handle business against those pesky Rockies. Although the good news for the Braves is the Rockies just refuse to win games on the road this year, which is nice. But the Braves, they got to figure out ways to just keep racking up the wins and make sure that the Mets don't catch them here. And again, much like the Orioles, it's the games you're supposed to win that tend to be a little bit more difficult than the games you're not supposed to win. Also, fading Seth Lugo on the mound for the Royals tonight, taking on the Guardians. And if we're being honest, Lugo missing fewer and fewer bats these days. It has been a rough about a month and a half now for Lugo, and the poor Royals are trying to salvage to see what they can keep up with here, and can they continue to be relevant here in this postseason? Could we still have the Twins, the Guardians, and the Rays? Is it possible? Well, they got to go through Blake Lively. They are at Kauffman, so this is a good opportunity here for the Royals To get one here as they are struggling. That bullpen struggle.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Lugo struggling. Lively, though. Not too bad his last start out. Much better at home than he has been on the road. But this is going to be a huge game tonight in Kansas City for these two teams. We've got much more on Major League Baseball coming up. And, of course, plenty of college football as well as NFL talk. And we've got you covered as Game Time Decisions continues here on The Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back in. Game Time Decisions here on the Sports Grid Network. I'm Joe Ranieri. Appreciate you stopping by as we get ready. 24 hours away from the opening kickoff, week one of the NFL season, as we try to get reacclimated with Sundays coming up here. And of course, Sundays were made for football, among a few other things, but we are going to have plenty of it from this point on. But it all kicks off tomorrow, in fact, with the opening game of the season, which is going to be the Baltimore Ravens traveling to Arrowhead to take on the Kansas City Chiefs. And as you can see there, number hovering around a field goal, total is 47.5. And you may recall that was a very interesting Ravens-Kansas City AFC championship game not too long ago. The Ravens' approach offensively was interesting in that game, to say the least here. But they will have an opportunity, of course, to exact a little bit of revenge and get the season off and running. This will now be the second season for Todd Monken as the offensive coordinator of the Ravens. Now, he did get a lot of flack, of course, for that game planning last year, shall we say, in that game to try to beat the Kansas City Chiefs. But he's got a new weapon this year, in fact, and it's called Derrick Henry, is now in the backfield there. And I got to tell you, if you thought you saw a lot of early running out of the Ravens, or too much early running, rather, in that Ravens offense against these Chiefs in the championship game, well, wait till you get a load of Derrick Henry, who I would imagine is going to have a huge, heavy load of running time here against that Chiefs defensive front. Kansas City on the other side here. I mean, let's face it. Offensively, they have made some improvements. Xavier Worthy should be an excellent addition that they got in the draft this year. Former University of Texas speedster there. Of course, that's always dangerous with Patrick Mahomes. Marquise Brown is going to miss this game. But when you've got a guy in the kind of speed like Xavier Worthy that can step in, that gives Kansas City, Andy Reid, and Mahomes that downfield option, which is exactly what they were looking for and what, in a lot of aspects, they might have missed over the last couple of years when Tyreek Hill left and went to the Miami Dolphins. The defense of Baltimore, don't forget, their former DC, Mike McDonald, is now the Seahawks head coach, and that was a darn good defensive team last year. Ravens always are known for a quality defense, but McDonald was one of the better DCs in the NFL, and now he's got that head coaching gig. 32-year-old former linebacker Zach Orr is now taking over play calling duties there for Harbaugh and the Ravens. And in his first NFL game as the defensive coordinator. He's got to take on Mahomes and Andy Reid. Yeah, that's on the road, no less. That should be very interesting. The big question to me is this game comes down to the Baltimore Ravens, who are facing not one, not two, but three new starters on that offensive line this season. That's right, three new starters on the OL there. And, of course, protecting Lamar Jackson is a pretty big priority for the Baltimore Ravens. We've seen this movie before. If we don't have a healthy Lamar, then we've got a Ravens team that is at 50% capacity of what they're going to be able to do. So I'm looking forward to seeing it. Kansas City, of course, the champs, that first game is always a little head scratching, but at Arrowhead, I think that'll be a lot of fun to kick off the season with those two teams. If you think the offenses are going to be raring to go and you want to think that maybe the scoring is going to be there, and I know a lot of folks that have been running to the window backing the over in that game tomorrow night, 47.5, I just don't believe that Todd Monken and the Ravens are going to want to make this thing a track meet. So, and I think you go out and you sign Derrick Henry. You don't sign Derrick Henry because you plan on passing him the ball an awful lot. You sign Derrick Henry because you're planning on holding on to the ball for quite a while. And I think that's exactly what we're going to get in that game tomorrow. How about Friday? A little Thursday, a little Friday action. Then, of course, we've got Sunday. And then, of course, a Monday night game, too, as well, that we'll touch base on as the Jets and the 49ers are going to be doing battle on Monday night. You got to love it, by the way. This Monday night game, just to give you some perspective, this line has been all over the map. This opened up as the 49ers a 6-point favorite over the summer. But then the concerns about Brandon Ayuk wanting a trade and Trent Williams threatening to sit out, the big left tackle there, if he doesn't get a new contract. And we've seen this line crash to right around 3.5. I mean, listen, McCaffrey didn't play barely at all in the preseason. Hamstring issues, been dealing with some bumps and bruises there. So they opted really just to sit him. So you don't know what you're going to get there. And you want to talk about distractions between Ayuk and Trent Williams and a player being shot and who's going to sign what. Now, as it turns out, Ayuk and Trent Williams this week, everyone got their money. Everybody is happy. And we're starting to see this number creep back up. But right around 4, 4.5 is what we're going to look at. But the problem is the offensive line didn't get any better for the 49ers there. And neither did the defense, as far as I'm concerned. And they struggled to defend the run last year. They were only 20th last year when it came down to early down rushing success. Teams were able to grab a whole lot of yardage on first and second down on the ground. And guess what? The Jets have one of the best running games this year with Breece Hall leading the pack.
John Daly here.
You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto. America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
And of course, Aaron Rodgers now under center. We'll have much more on this game, plus a look at some college football games of the week. We'll do that as Game Time Decisions.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back in Game Time Decisions here on the Sports Grid Network. A very happy Wednesday to you as we get ready. Week two of the college football slate going to take center stage, kicking off on Friday with a handful of games. And then, of course, a huge, and I mean absolutely huge, Saturday coming up here for week two, and the game of the week, in which a lot of eyes are going to be on, is going to be, well, Michigan at home taking on Texas, and Michigan getting a whole lot of points in this game here. Is it warranted? Well, we got our good friend CT Betts, Chris Thurston's coming up here in just a couple of minutes. He's going to break down that game, and we're going to see whether or not the value lies with the home dog here, or no Harbaugh, no Michigan. No reason to bet him here. Too many holes on that team right about now. And speaking of holes, what in the world was Oregon doing last week? And will Oregon somehow bounce back laying 18 points against Boise State, who showed once again, good old Boise State, an ability to be able to hang with just about anybody? You got to love Boise State here. But last week, Oregon, as a home, I believe it was a 44-point favorite over FCS Idaho. Most people didn't even know Idaho had a football team. And apparently neither did the Oregon Ducks, because they only led by three late in the second half. It was an unbelievable close call. And now the market seems to have completely over-adjusted here, as this line should have been and was, I believe, even on a look-ahead spot, somewhere around more than three touchdowns, 23.5, 24.5. But no. The market is not buying Oregon. They believe that Boise State, who won a pretty close game last week, that they are going to be able to keep this thing within three touchdowns. I don't agree. I think what you saw from Oregon last week was an anomaly. I think it's what we've seen in years past with teams that somehow have a hard time getting up for FCS schools. I do not think you are going to see anything that even comes close to resembling what you saw last week from Oregon. In fact, I would imagine a whole lot of points being scored in this game here against Boise State, who defensively, once again, not good. And we saw that last week there against Georgia Southern, and I would imagine, or Georgia State, and I think we're going to have the same situation here. Dan Lanning was not happy after that game last week. And if you've watched Dan Lanning coach from his time as with Georgia there, Kirby Smart, there is usually a bounce back here. And I do think bouncing back is going to be available to them. So this is one of these games, and this is the week in week two of the college football season. And we'll talk to Chris Thurston coming up about this. This is the overreaction week. This is where we got a chance to see some teams that we probably thought were going to be really good, didn't look really good. The market completely overreacts, bets the other way in the second week, and voila, you've got yourself an opportunity with plenty of value to back those teams that didn't show up in week one. And Oregon, I think, is at the top of that list. I don't think that applies to Clemson, however, as this is the sandwich of sandwich spots. Clemson, I think, is in big trouble. And I think they're in big trouble because, listen, no shame in losing to Georgia. Trust me, no shame in losing to the best team in the country. But it's how you lost and why you lost in there. That's a problem. And now your team scored 3 points, completely inept with Cade Klubnik under center. And history tells us that teams like this that were that got beat up in a marquee matchup in a big game in week one, which is exactly what Clemson did, they don't tend to just flip a switch and all of a sudden turn around and drop 60 points the next week, which is what they might have to do if they're going to beat Appalachian State, who's now getting close to three touchdowns here. And App State, don't sleep on them. Once again, they're going to be one of these schools that are going to be a total pain in the you-know-what to teams. Offensively, they're going to be great. Defensively, no, they're not Clemson. But can they hang within 17.5? I think the overreaction of thinking Clemson's automatically going to bounce back is dangerous. We'll check in with CT Betts Talk more college football when Game Time Decisions continues on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back in Game Time Decisions here on the Sports Grid Network. Happy Wednesday to you. And college football week two is here. And so is our good friend Chris Thurston. CT Betts in the house. Nobody lays out more winners on this show than CT Betts here. And we'll start with some of these big games this week to kick off week number two, CT, and none bigger than the big house there. As you don't see this on, as a matter of fact, I can't remember the last time I've seen this. Michigan getting 7.5 as Texas comes to town. 7.5 and a total of 42.5, CT. What gives? Is it really going to be this kind of whooping like the market thinks it is?
Well, I think you were spot on the segment before I just got on here where you were saying that this is a game where the market's overreacting to week one results, right? The Horns, they were a 3.5, 4-point favorite in the look ahead, and now it's ticked up to over the key number 7. 7.5s are available, Joe. I think the Wolverines' defensive front has the edge here. Now everyone's all of a sudden in a rush to bet Texas after their blowout win last week. Yeah, Texas is absolutely loaded with talent. You know, they have two great trigger men. Both could start anywhere, Division I right now. And the wideouts are studs. I'm not going to argue that. But, yeah, okay, Michigan doesn't have Harbaugh anymore. No J.J. McCarthy. How can anyone possibly bet the Maize and Blue, right? Well, I want to, and Michigan still, like I said, they have a ton of talent here. And I think the Wolverines, like the best, one of the best defensive defenses in the country here. And the offensive line, very solid ball, very well. And yeah, Michigan, they still need to get better on the passing game, and that will come. I just think that this number got a tad too high, especially being the defending champs in the big house, largest stadium in the United States. I think I need to get involved here with the Wolverines plus 7.5. So I like Michigan here, Joe, in this big one on Saturday.
Yeah, I love Wink Martindale's defensive approach here. Many people forget. I mean, Michigan's defense, I think they held Fresno to 9 rushing yards since in that game. So this should be a very interesting spot to see what Michigan does here and how they get it, how they get this thing right on track. Would not shock me if Sark throws up all over himself in this game. All right, your team, you came on here a couple of weeks ago, and once again, you laid it out for the viewers. Take Iowa's team total over on the season once again, because we keep undervaluing them. Well, what a second half last week, Iowa. It looked like they were never going to be able to score again, but boy, they erupted in the second half of that game. Now they've got an interesting one against Iowa State. This is a big game in the state of Iowa. Who wins this one, though?
Yeah, this is a huge one. The old Cy-Hawk rivalry game, Joe. One of my favorites every year. It's not everybody's favorite because it's not that high-octane, high-scoring game. But if you're looking for a grinded-out, hard-hitting, intense defensive special team, it's kind of game that this one's for you. Iowa State, they failed to cover last week as a 30-point favorite. I think that's important to point out. They played FCS North Dakota, okay? They won 21-3. And yeah, like you said, Iowa, they got off to a slow start last week. It was 6-0 at the break. But they rip off a ton of points in the second half, and they beat Illinois State 40-0. Iowa, it's important to know, was without Kirk Ferentz, the head coach. He was not allowed to be on the sidelines due to a suspension. They were also without two of their top wideouts, Caleb Brown, Seth Anderson. Brown is going to be back this weekend, I'm told, possibly Anderson as well. And it was really nice to see Joe Cade McNamara show he's back comfortable, healthy. We saw that when he scrambled from two guys and he hit the tight end in stride. I was excited to see that, especially with my over 7.5 win bet on the line here. I expect the Cyclones to throw the ball a lot this weekend because I don't think their defensive line could hold up, or their offensive line could hold up enough for them to run the ball here and have success. Phil Parker's D looked unbelievable and elite once again. The Cyclones, Joe, they're great. They have a defensive line That's solid, okay? But the linebackers are really, really banged up. There's some fourth and fifth string guys that are playing, and it just came out that the linebacker, Caleb Bacon, he just had surgery. He's going to be out for a significant time here. He was the one wearing the mic as the signal caller last weekend. That's a big loss. Look for Cade to target some of these banged up linebackers and take advantage. Always a tough game, low scoring game. Kirk back on the sidelines at Kinnick Stadium as they're getting some dudes back this weekend. I laid the short number here. I like Iowa to get the win and the cover. So played on the Hawkeyes minus 2.5.
Yeah, 8 of the last 12 meetings always decided by one score. It's going to be another close one with these two teams. But my goodness, that kid Reese Van Der Zee caught 2 touchdowns. Where did he caught more yards in that game than any receiver in Iowa for about the last 5 years. Unbelievable. Should be a fun one there. And I had mentioned it earlier. It is the week of overreactions, CT. And as Oregon, I mean, is center stage to me, where everyone thinks that, oh, what's wrong with Oregon? Well, nothing's wrong with Oregon. And, you know, fade them at your will here. Don't forget, this is one of the favorites to win the national championship here that we have seen across the board. Now they're taking on Boise State, and instead of being in the 20s, which is what I thought this would be, at least more than 3 touchdowns, we can get them at 18, 18 and a half right now. Is that any value in this game for you?
It is, Joe. And if you follow me on Twitter at CTBets16, I posted the Ducks on Monday night minus 18 because I thought this number was way too low. Just like you said, this is another overreaction here. And yeah, if you look at the scoreboard, right, the Ducks were extremely underwhelming and they only beat Idaho 24-14. In fact, they were, I think you said it on another segment, they were only up 3 with like 8-9 minutes left in the game. But the final score is misleading. If you watch the game, the Ducks totaled 487 yards. They averaged 5.5 yards per play. I really liked what I saw out of Dylan Gabriel in his first game as a Duck. 41 for 49 for 380 and 2 tutties. Yeah, the Ducks don't need him throwing that many passes, and that's not going to be sustainable. I expect adjustments to be made, but the market has downgraded the Ducks due to the poor final score results versus Idaho, and this is what the market does when people see final scores in games like this one. And Michigan score versus Fresno last week, like we talked about, that's an overreaction. Well, I got to the window here. Minus 18, posted the Ducks. Boise State wasn't exactly brilliant themselves either. They gave up 461 yards, 45 points, and they failed to cover in a win over Georgia Southern. They're still lingering defensive problems on defense. The Ducks will make them pay. Lanning, like you said, he was extremely upset. You could bet that he ripped them. But the Ducks are going to be ready to go. This is the late one, Saturday, 10:30 Eastern. Joe, the Ducks are actually 0-3 all time versus Boise. I think they get their first win in a big way Saturday night. Mm. I made this number closer, 23-24. And let's not forget, the market had believed this number should be Ducks minus 24.5 about a week ago. I think this is too short here. I think the Ducks blast them at home and send a message that they are still a team to be reckoned with and is still a national title contender, Joe.
I am with you 100% there, CT. And we got 60 seconds here, so I'll just say it. You can either nod your head yes or no. But if you don't think Oklahoma State is going to run all over Arkansas, you folks have not been paying attention. I'm just going to leave it at that. I think it's 8 now. It opened up 7. It's now up to minus 8. But with 18 returns.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Morning starters. I think there are going to be some points in this game as well. So, and I'm fairly certain CT is shaking his head in the affirmative here as Oklahoma State looking to start the season we do have, you're going to notice this week in and week out, we do have our favorites that we are heavily invested in the season total. So we'll talk some NFL, though, when Chris Thurston and I get back here. Game time decisions on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back in. Game time decisions here on the Sports Grid Network. Joe Ranieri alongside CT Betts, Chris Thurston here. We're talking some college football. Now we want to take our attention here to the NFL week one. It's finally here, CT, a little Thursday night, a little Friday night. Sunday and Monday games should be real interesting as well. So a couple of games that you liked in week one here coming up. Lay them out for us here. Give me the first game that you want the folks to know about.
Yeah, let's head to Brazil, Joe, right? This should be an interesting one. Mm-hmm. Watching in a soccer stadium Friday night. I believe the game's on Peacock. NFL just kind of flexing their muscles there, as we kind of expected they will be doing in years to come. But, Joe, you and I have talked about this Eagles team all summer long and the past few weeks. And I'll say it again. I really like the moves and the coaching changes that the Gulls made this offseason. Adding Kellen Moore, Vic Fangio to the staff is a game changer to me. Moore is going to bring more of that high-octane, fast-paced offense. I think that's going to be good for Jalen Hurts. And Fangio, who I've always been a fan of, and he's going to have this defense prepared and much better. They addressed the big problem, which was on defense, and especially in their secondary. And they went out, they signed safety C.J. Gardner-Johnson. They used their top two picks. They got cornerback Quentin Mitchell and Cooper DeJean. The Eagles are loaded with talent, and the coaching staff has absolutely been brought to a new level. And the wide receiver room is just loaded with dudes. Brown, Smith, and now you pick up Dotson a few weeks ago. I mean, the targets and the options are endless for Hurts. After the great year the Pack had last year, Jordan Love got paid, right? And now the pressure is on to perform. Had that work out for Danny Dimes after he got paid last year? What could go wrong this year for Jordan Love? The Pack, I didn't think that they made any big moves this offseason, and I don't think they're a team with a very high ceiling. I think we see a Gulls team that started 10-1 last year come more into form, and we see that team on Friday night and bring that swag very high on this Eagles team. And I'm laying the short number here. Eagles -2 is a play for me Friday night in Brazil.
So I know you like the Eagles, and the talent is no doubt there. So 10.5 is the win total, I believe, CT, on this Eagles team. So are they winning the NFC East with 11 or more?
They are, yeah. 10.5 is the total, Joe, which I played and posted. I also bet to win the NFC East. I got +140. I also laid -140 for more. I think it's still around there right now, -140, -145-ish. Still think that's a great bet. I expect Dallas to have big problems this year. You and I talked about that last week. And the heart and soul of the team is gone with Jason Kelce to retiring, but like, they bring in the third-year guy, Cam Jurgens, and he's going to be the starter and the replacement. Everybody forgets this, Joe. Jason Kelce picked Cam Jurgens to come in and be his replacement, hand-picked by Kelce when he was coming out of Nebraska. And I think they're just going to be fine there in that position. I love this Eagles team, Joe. Like them to win the NFC East like we talked about. Wouldn't be surprised if they win the NFC and go to a Super Bowl and maybe a rematch with the Chiefs like we saw a couple of years ago.
Yeah, I love that. I'm with you across the board. Back the Eagles to dominate the NFC East, because I'll tell you, a team that's probably not And that is Danny Dimes and the Giants, CT, who in some sort of crazy, I mean, the football gods are pretty funny, aren't they? They're sending Sam Darnold back to MetLife Stadium to start in a Vikings uniform. If this guy doesn't have PTSD after walking into that stadium, I don't know what's going to happen here. But the good news is he gets to take on the Giants in this one. So what are we doing here with this Giants team at home, though, with Danny Dimes against a Vikings team that you got to think should be able to score, no?
Yeah, Joe, this is going to be an ugly one, right? Two teams here with expectations aren't very high for either. And Sam Darnold, I mean, he was beyond ugly as a Jet. And now the starter for the Vikings. The good thing that Darnold does have going for him is that Kevin O'Connell is a great coach and he has a wonderful offensive mind. Giants, they're still stuck with Danny Dimes behind center after paying him and still not paying off for Big Blue. The Giants, though, they do have a great front four. They passed on J.J. McCarthy. I'm still scratching my head about that one. They grabbed Neighbors, who he does have potential to be elite long-term, and I think he will. Just a matter of if he could step right in and be their one of their guys right away. I like Daboll, and I like to never count him out. He usually has a trick or two up his sleeve, and I don't have high expectations for Big Blue this year. But that being said, I kind of like him in the opener here as a dog. I think Jones might be able to get to the ball out, get to make some plays to these receivers. This is a lean for me, Joe. Line +1.5, +1. Might be some 1.5s out there still, but haven't played this yet. I do lean Giants here at home, and I think they might sneak one out and get an early ugly win here.
Yeah, it's good to see Danny Dimes even in consideration, given the fact that it was an ACL, I believe, last year, and he wasn't actually even cleared, I think, until July is when he was able to actually say, it's good to go. And they're saying he's ready to rock. So he's ready to rock. I got to believe if he is mobile at all, it gives them a good chance to go. I mean, nobody wants to back the Giants in any way, shape, or form, but this is a very winnable game at home. I think you and I both believe that. Are you buying into a high-scoring affair tomorrow night? I find it hard to believe that either of these offenses are going to be in better position than the defenses with the Ravens and Kansas City tomorrow.
Yeah, well, I'm looking at now.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
47.5 at open, currently sitting 47.5. I mean, yeah, this is a rematch here from last year. That's a lot, though. I mean.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Let's not forget about Major League Baseball underway here tonight with a lot of big games, as this is the final month of the regular season. We still have a lot to be determined as far as division winners and, of course, the expanded wild card playoffs now, where every win matters here. And just ask the Orioles right now as they are taking on the lowly White Sox, who are looking to lose their 110th game on the season. The Orioles do not want to give way and open the door for the Yankees to continue to push ahead of them in the American League East standings. But with Albert Suarez on the mound, the White Sox wasted no time. Leadoff home run of the game for the White Sox at Camden. But the Orioles answered back with a Gunnar Henderson leadoff home run in the bottom of the first inning. So we've got a 1-1 game there, top of the second. Spencer Arrighetti, who has been lights out for the Houston Astros this season, having a rough go of it right now in the bottom of the first. Another one of those leadoff home runs by India made it 1-0, and they've gotten a couple of more hits here. They're still in the bottom of the first, 2-0 Reds over the Astros right now. We've got no score with the Nats and the Marlins, and the Twins and Rays are just underway. The Phillies did beat the Blue Jays earlier today at the Rogers Center. Sanchez gets the win. 4-2 was the final there. We are getting ready, of course, coming up here in just about 10 minutes. It is going to be the Red Sox taking on the Mets. Tanner Houck going for the Red Sox, taking on Tyler McGill here for the Mets. And the Mets are just absolutely red hot. And when you consider where they were and where Atlanta was back when we started in the month of July and where they are right now, the Mets trail Atlanta by just a half a game here. And they at Citi Field will have an opportunity to keep the heat on Atlanta as they look to finish off this season and grab that final wild card spot in the National League. You just have to be in it to win it. Arizona knows that. The Rangers last year know that. So we've seen it time and time again in Major League Baseball, where teams that are playing their best baseball at the end, well, they ride that momentum right in to the playoffs. And the Braves, well, they're going to be at home taking on the Rockies. Good old Charlie Morton on the mound for the Braves here tonight. They're going to need to keep winning games to keep pace with the New York Mets. We also have a huge one for Kansas City as they're taking on the Guardians here tonight. Seth Lugo, who was their ace of the staff, seems to have run out of steam a little bit here in the waning months of the season here, or waning weeks. It's been a rough last month for Lugo. It's been a rough couple of weeks for the Royals, by the way. They had a unbelievably terrible losing streak that they had to, that they're going to have to overcome. They were glad to turn the page on August, but September, not exactly much better. It's a winnable game at home, lively going for the Guardians, but they are going to need to get it done, and they're going to need a big start from Lugo here tonight. Pirates and the Cubs going at it. Imanaga on the mound taking on, is that Herman? I believe Herman is going for the Pirates here tonight. Wow, that's a name and a blast from the past. The Cubs, a slight favorite. When I say slight, I'm laughing. A $2 favorite here against the Pirates. We'll see if they can get that done. And of course, the Brewers looking to continue their winning ways, taking on Sonny Gray and the Cardinals in Milwaukee. The Yankees will be at the Rangers again. Can they go ahead and keep pace with Baltimore and continue to put the pressure on? Stroman is on the mound, taking on Eovaldi, and the Yankees find themselves as a slight dog in this one on the road. The total is 8.5 in that one. Dodgers and the Angels coming up a little bit later tonight. Canning going up against Miller in that one. And then, of course, everyone's favorite, the Athletics. We'll have much more to talk about on Game Time Decisions when we get back here on the grid.
Every dating app swipe is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Moto Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Moto Casino, the only app worth your time.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.